This is Tip TV Finance with me, Jenny Hammond, and Zach Mir. So starting off the week, all eyes are on what's going to happen on Wednesday with the autumn statement. So what are you looking towards, Zach?
Well, I'm looking for airport duty to be cut by 50%, a bit of a cut in stamp duty, all those things which are just
realistic. Then
all the things that it's just not going to happen.
I just can't see
him doing anything like that. But Philip Hammond's been so quiet. I mean, literally, you wouldn't know he's there. I get the feeling he's still trying to get used to his portfolio. And there's also the issue that at this time things are so fluid. I mean, almost anything you say on the economic front is going to be wrong within 3 minutes. Especially if you're not totally clued up about it. So I think he's in a very difficult position indeed.
No great surprises coming out on Wednesday, you don't think? It's just going to be no great changes, really.
I think it's what you said earlier on about promising tax cuts or goodies 6 months or a year down the line, maybe for the spring, or delaying these things.
Yes, so promises ahead, but nothing substantial maybe on Wednesday, but we'll see, a couple of days to go. So let's move on to the slides. The most popular in business and finance, May hints at further cuts to corporation tax to placate business leaders. She's saying that she will actually match Donald Trump. What do you make of that?
I think it's great. I mean, it's exactly what's required. Corporation tax, given that most small companies do go bust after the first 2-3 years anyway, it should almost be treated like spread betting where it's tax-free. Mm. But, 15%, 10% corporation tax, 10% would get it into, you're in tax havens territory, something like that. That's what they've got in Ireland, I believe. So that would be welcome.
Okay. So the PM to address CBI concerns by outlining pro-business plans and unveiling a $2 billion a year fund for scientific research. I know that people are getting quite excited about that, and it's a boost the sector really needs. The UK outsourcing group MITI warns on profit a second time this year. Outsourcing firm MITI issued a second warning on its full-year results as customers delayed placing orders due to uncertainty following Britain's vote to leave the European Union as conditions in its government services business worsened. Any thoughts on that, Zachary?
Doesn't make much sense given that all the headlines are about the government spending more on various infrastructure and other projects. So it looks like the government's got a blank check at the moment. The other thing to note there is this is the second warning from the company, and the stock market adage is that profits warnings come in threes. So one more, and then you can maybe think of bottom fishing the shares.
Second slide, please. OK, so tonight at Grosvenor House, Mrs May will address members of the CBI, putting her business-friendly face on, outlining plans to spend a whole lot more on infrastructure. Chancellor Hammond will present his much-awaited autumn statement later this week, which you have expressed a lot of excitement about. Today, research published by Bibby Financial Services notes that despite the sound of klaxons coming from government each time a large infrastructure project is announced, it's clear that any benefits the construction industry are swallowed up by the large and the few.
That's just the way it should be. We shouldn't change anything just because of populism at all.
You're controversial today, Zach.
Well, not really. I don't think that's anything. It's not a bolt from the blue. But I mean, I would love to know how these big infrastructure projects are tendered. I don't suppose they're quite as open as they could be, but presumably the press or the journalists will get into that at a later date.
Okay, next slide. Economic calendar, the ECB, Draghi's speech at European Parliament in Strasbourg, and the US sells 3 month, 6 month bills, and 2 year notes. So, anything to look out for there?
Yeah, the euro is slightly firmer, presumably this morning. It's had 10 days down in a row. So, today, I think, would be the 11th, something like that. But the euro completely in the bin, and slight strengthening on ahead of that, or profit taking, would have thought on the for people who are short of that, but we shall see what Draghi wants to do. Obviously, he wants the euro to be weaker, so this is exactly what he wants, and the strong dollar, the rampant dollar, is helping that at the moment.
Okay, next slide. Sentiment in the markets, anything that catches your eye?
Yes, the OANDA clients have gone bearish on dollar yen. Which is interesting. It's had a 10-point move, which is like the euro, almost in record-breaking territory. I think the dollar's had its strongest period against the yen since 1988. presumably before you're born. And the same against the euro. I think the strongest performance there for you know, sort of 10, 12 years as well. So really looking a one-way bet on the dollar at the moment. You would suspect that that will change a little bit, a bit of profit taking. Otherwise, the key point there is gold and silver both hit really hard recently, and Oanda clients still long up to the eyeballs of those.
Okay, next slide. So a Tip TV trade of the day. Which one is catching your eye there, Zach?
Well, it's always nice to see the overall performance there positive. I think the Aussie dollar was a great call by definition. It's still, I think it's still going. It's still now it's at 73, so they could have made another 100 points there. And shame that, well, maybe it's probably just as well that the gold trade didn't happen. But overall, a decent performance.
And the FTSE 100, how's
FTSE 100 just been the sideways range around 60, well, between 67 and 6800. We really need to see the break of that range before the big trade there.
Absolutely. Next slide. Okay, equities and the Tip TV trade of the day.
Yeah, Admiral Group, excellent call there. Imperial Brands, for me, it's a stock which is not really a short-term trading stock. So it's not surprising that it's just been hit, you know, damaged by the volatility there.
Okay, next slide. So last week's rally of 0.8% put the S&P 500 just over 0.5% away from a new all-time high. Indicators are trending higher, but not overbought. Plotted is the percent of the index on PNF buy signals. A breakout to new highs looks imminent over the next several hours of trend trading. So we're looking at positive things there, Zach.
Yes, still got the Trump boost, and really looking quite relaxed, even though we're the near the highs. It's interesting that that topping formation from July to October was, you know, normally that would kill any market. It was a slow turnaround, and that would do the trick. But amazing rebound, and really, you know, caught everybody out, and presumably we'll get to new highs. Even if we then fail after that, it looks like it just wants to take out that previous resistance just under 2,200.
Okay, and the next slide. So, broker recommendations for UK stocks. Now, I know you were talking about Merlin Entertainments, who didn't do too well last year due to that horrific accident in Alton Towers.
Yeah, I mean, this should be a play on the weak pound. You would assume that tourists would flock to the UK off the back of that, so that's why I would agree with the Barclays Capital call there as overweight. Randgold Resources, was just mentioning the gold price, that's struggling around the $1,200 level. Share price of Randgold, I think, is now you know, well below £60. So I think JP Morgan could be left high and dry with that call. Looks you know, way out at the moment. So something big has got to change there. And then Ocado Group, I think it really divides the market, divides everybody. Some people love the company, some people hate it. It's not very big on making profits, has to be said. Deutsche Bank say sell, but squeeze high on the shares. And you know, the company really regards itself as a technology group rather than a grocer, and that's really been where it's made its money.
Okay, so it's going to be a really interesting week ahead, I think, so with the autumn statement coming out, and of course on Friday when you'll be doing all your Christmas shopping on Black Friday, so a good week to watch.
It certainly is, Jenny.
Super. Don't forget, you can follow us on Twitter at Official Tip TV.